I'm Tim Taylor with MapShots. MapShots is an agricultural software company specializing in crop management, record keeping, and precision ag software. The company's headquartered in Cumming, Georgia, and I work out of my home in Pennsylvania.
Tell me a little bit about the company's products and what they offer to a farmer.
I guess the way we describe our product line, our flagship product is an application called EasySuite. And EasySuite comes in two basic versions, what we call the professional version for crop consultants, for chem retailers, and some high-end farmers are using our pro version. And then we have the farm edition, which is has a feature set that's more tailored to the corn, soybean, and wheat producer.
And how does that tie in then with precision ag?
EasySuite has a full set of precision ag capabilities, from being able to create variable rate prescription files that can be exported to a controller such as the Deere GreenStar 2 controller. In addition, we can take data that's collected during a field operation such as seeding or spraying or fertilizing, and if that data has been that operation has been captured with a device similar to the GreenStar 2 controller, then EasySuite can import that data and not only display a map of that operation, but turn it into a true crop record that would show the producer what products were used, at what rates, what the total quantities of that product use was, and actually assign cost information to that so they can basically have automated record keeping. That's really what our focus has been, is to automate the record keeping process.
So you, from the sound of it, have a good working relationship with Deere then?
Yes, we've had a long-term relationship with Deere that goes back into the mid-90s.
So to have your software compatible with their hardware that accumulates the data, you had to develop some sort of an interface or something, I would assume, for that?
Yes. In the case of the Deere GreenStar 2, Deere actually has an interface component that they make available to third-party software vendors such as MapShots. It's called the EIC component. And we've, in turn, have written code using the EIC component that enables us to interact with the GreenStar 2 controller. The legacy GreenStar system, the brown box or GreenStar 1, didn't have that component, so we wrote our own in that case. And so the GreenStar 2 was a step forward for Deere in becoming more open and making their data available to third-party software vendors such as MapShots.
So for the farmer on their end, that interface that you've been able to produce makes this, like you said, a more of an automated process. I want to say it's kind of like a plug and play thing. They don't really have to do a lot in order to make sure that comes in properly and displays properly, et cetera.
Plug and play is actually a good description. We actually often refer to the concept of a Windows printer driver. When Hewlett Packard releases their next printer, if I go to Best Buy or Staples and buy that printer, I don't worry about whether or not it will work with Windows. I may have to download a driver and it will work. And the ag industry has moved towards that data model in a similar fashion.
Well, looking at what, and I know that not all farmers are involved with using precision ag at this point, so it sounds like there's a lot of opportunity for this to continue to grow and be used by more. For those who don't, especially, what can this mean for them to have software like yours that can integrate with the data producing capabilities of companies like Deere?
I think the example I would probably use again would be the GreenStar 2 controller, where the fact that it can capture all that data, and there's software such as MapShots EasySuite to be able to capture and store and analyze that data, adds more value to the initial purchase of the hardware such as the GreenStar 2 controller. Really, we've tried to avoid using the term precision ag because it tends to have a bit of a stigma, and we're really talking about crop data management. And we may collect that with a device like the GreenStar 2 controller, which is really becoming more and more pervasive in equipment today. So eventually, we feel that most field operations will be captured through some type of automatic data capture, similar to the way the GreenStar 2 controller works today.
Great. Anything else about what MapShots is doing we didn't touch on that you'd like people to know?
I guess I'd probably just invite people to visit mapshots.com, and there's new product announcements there, and there's a discussion forum that's available to anybody to peruse, and they can kind of see what we're up to there.
Well, thank you very much. Again, that's Tim Taylor with MapShots, a company located out of Georgia at the 2007 Info Ag Conference in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.